Clone 074 by Zhu Hongwu is a captivating sculpture that confronts matters of ethical controversy head-on. Shaped with clay and glazed to a shiny finish, human babies are clustered together, tossed into a pile. When you take a closer look, certain details become more apparent. These details are alarming, even frightening. Each baby has a deformity, whether their hands are switched with their feet or vice versa. Bowed and crooked, their limbs have been turned to face every which way. The babies are compressed tightly together. It's almost up their own face by their uncomfortable condition, which adds to the morbidity of the art. Regardless of treatment, each baby shares a disturbing, conformed grin. As the babies are piled together, you could assume that they are the product of a scientific experiment gone very wrong. They are being subjugated by those with more control. Anyone's emotions would run high at the sight of a baby being practically manipulated, right? The creator of Clone 074, artist Zhu Hongbo, was born into a political division of China called Jingdezhen in 1971. Otherwise known as Porcelain Capital, its repute for the production of quality clay is more than significant in its success. It's more than probable that Hongbo's expertise in clay art is derived from his upbringing. Hongbo's piece earns its title, Clone 074, because of the time the sculpture was erected. It was created in 2007 and was the fourth piece in his clay collection. The products used in the sculpture were essential to his work, but also meant to convey an important message. Hongbo compared clay to humans, illustrating the idea of life's adversity. Both humans and clay can easily be broken. On the other hand, neither are irreparable beyond repair. Yet, it is nearly impossible to make it so that you cannot see the damage. Both the clay's cracks and the human's feelings are perfectly visible. It is when pushed to the point of irreversibility where the two differ. Clay may be discarded. Humans cannot. Such a provocative piece is subject to many different interpretations. The creation of technology in the 21st century is typically fast-paced. Some say that a quantity-over-quality mindset has become apparent in the technologically emerging world. Hongbo's piece exports this idea with a large quantity of disfigured babies. But more obviously by the title, Clone 074, his piece is interpreted as the result of flawed advancement in science. Cloning, or the process of genetically replicating a cell which it originated, is a hot topic in the world of science. Although our newfangled technology has allowed us to carry out this process, scientists haven't completely mastered the art. While it may be looked at as simply advancing into more intricate areas of science, people see the process as morally wrong. As the artist shows, bringing defective infants into the world is a controversial idea. Unnatural reproduction may be a hard concept to grasp. The notion expands itself into several different fields other than science, like politics, religion, and education. From time to time, religious affiliates have argued that cloning is immoral. It's also been said that cloning grants an overwhelming amount of power to humans. And, as we've witnessed in history, humans haven't proved themselves entirely ready for large amounts of power. Hongbo's statue revisits a matter that has been disputed upon for a long time. The line separating scientific advancement and ethics. Should the issue of ethics within science be disregarded as an excuse for the betterment of society? Or should we just refrain from the slightest of risk that might cause uproar in disagreement of right and wrong? Odds are, we won't live to see a sufficient conclusion to this conflict. No matter what side one settles with, it's inarguable that Zhu Hongbo included just enough controversy in his piece, Clone 074, to propose questions of science and the ongoing dilemma of right and wrong to any passerby. This has been Sydney Davis with another Bulldog Podcast.